This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so excited to be here with you. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I hope that you feel the same, that you're, well, you got to, right? You're listening to the program, so there's got to be something in it for you. Look, I get all your messages. You want me to, and I told you guys, Blake is working on a show. Tim's about to get married. I got other friends we want to bring on. We're going to be working on making the show better in the new year. So I'm going to have a little bit of time, downtime during the holidays to make that happen. But we are looking to blow this thing up. If you know anything about social media, marketing, things like that, give us a shout. We'd love to have your inputs because we're not experts at this. In fact, we're not even experts at radio at all. I mean, don't you get it? It's funny. You know, radio to me is so formulaic. I just want to do something different. And a lot of the networks are like, well, Kevin, you need to do this. I'm not doing it. Look, this is me. This is my personality. And I look at radio as we're sitting around in my living room or we're at a barbecue in your backyard and we're having a conversation. If it goes beyond that, then I'm not interested. Look, I get the commercial elements and things like that. Look, if we wanted to run around chasing sponsors, I don't know. We'd certainly have more. I mean, anything I put my mind to, I achieve it. In fact, I overachieve it. But the fact is, I don't have the time. If somebody wants to sponsor the show, send me a note and we'll make it happen. But boy, I don't have time for it. I mean, I wish I did. I wish I had the personality that allowed for that. I'll give you an example. One of my buddies is a guy named Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk runs Turning Point USA. Great organization. What a go-getter. Kid's 23 years old, I think, 24. When he was 17 or 18, he started Turning Point, went to the top 50 millionaires and billionaires that give to conservative causes and ask every single one of them to back his play. Only one of them did, a personal friend of mine by the name of Foster Freeze. Foster gave Charlie, I don't know, tens of thousands, I think 50,000, 100,000 bucks, got Charlie started, boom, Turning Point. It's changing politics in America. It's on hundreds of campuses across the nation. Anyway, I was at an event with Charlie in New York, and I've never seen a kid work a room to the degree that he did. This guy knew everybody. He was going up shaking hands and all that. That's not me. I'm just not that dude. I wish I were, because if I were, I would be filthy rich, because people want to help with what we're doing. I'm an idea guy, and I need implementers. So if you are organized and you want to help, and you say, Kevin, I can figure things out for you. I'm a stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home mom, and I got time. You know, my spouse makes enough money. Whatever. Give us a shout. We need your help. And it's not a desperation thing, but I'm just telling you where I fail. But if we ever took all of our ideas, which, by the way, we are focusing and honing in on, and we put them to work, you would see success beyond belief. I mean, we would spread the word of conservatism across this country in a way that, and I'm not, you know, belittling anybody else's efforts, but it would be in a way that you've never seen. It's just the truth. Anyway, here's what I want to do. We got Thanksgiving coming up. You guys heard me talk about Thanksgiving yesterday. I'm gloriously happy that we are celebrating the very first Thanksgiving under President Trump. Yippee! Our first Trump president Thanksgiving. Think about what we could be saying. We could be saying it's our second Thanksgiving under Hillary Clinton, with her being president-elect and now president. No, we're not. And that was against all odds. So good for us. We are celebrating the first one where President Trump gets to give the reprieve to the turkey and so on and so forth. And I decided to celebrate. So I went to a Honey Baked Ham. I was looking for a ham for Thanksgiving. Go to Honey Baked Ham. And I walk in the store. Actually, he was at the grocery store getting stuff, and I went, I got to get a Honey Baked Ham, because I've gotten one sporadically throughout the years. And here's what's funny. I eat ham for breakfast. I know I eat the pig, and I eat ham for breakfast, either bacon or ham, you know, something quick It's fatty, but it's got protein. Forget it. It's my diet. So I mean, I said I was at the grocery store. I was going to get regular ham, and I went, no, I'm going to go get honey baked ham because it's the holidays. So I go to the honey baked ham store, and immediately they got this thing, a little kiosk where you can eat their, it's like a pound cake. I don't know what you call it. It was a cinnamon swirl pound cake. So the little tasters are there, so I go, okay, I'll get one, and I tasted it. It was delicious. I'm not trying to give these guys a shout out, but it was really good. So I went, okay, well, we'll get ourselves a pound cake. I'm thinking it's $4. And then I walk up to the thing, and the guy goes, I said, I can't remember how to order the ham. I mean, I see the different sizes. I could see the big. I was like, I don't need a big one. I just, you know, there's not that many people going to eat this ham. So the guy goes, well, you want a little one? I go, yeah, of course. So he says, well, we'll look. So he brings out a ham. I look at it and go, yeah, I'll take that ham. So I'm reaching in my wallet to pay. He goes, no, pay as you walk out. So there are two people there. I pick one of them. I hand her my ham and my pound cake. She rings it up and says $73. Man, I almost passed the kidney. It was like passing the kidney stone. I was like, what? $73 for a little bitty ham. I'm laughing at myself now because I didn't have the guts to take it back and go, I'm just paying $70. I was like, okay, brother, can't look like he don't have the money. So, well, y'all, you can laugh. It's okay. Feel free to laugh. So I paid $73 for a pound cake and a ham. I mean, this is like a 5-pound ham and the pound cake box. I take it out of the box. This thing looks like it's one in Pound Cake Juniors. I mean, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Man, so as much as I'm, you know, this is a commercial for Honey Bake, it's kind of not. Because I'm telling you, if you want to go there and feed the family, feed the children, and you get yourself a big Honey Bake, and you get yourself a couple of those pound cakes, man, you better have a Guatemalan midget with some money in his pocket, because it was ugly. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? When she rang up $73, I looked down, what? And she just kind of went, yep. I will never forget the look on both our faces, because she looked at mine and went, I know. Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about. I want to recap Donald Trump's first year. I really do. Because you're talking about a dude who really checked a lot of things off the box. The only check mark so far that I really say Donald Trump missed was Hillary Clinton prosecution. And I don't know that he had as much control over that as he would have wanted, but he promised us that. He backed off of it. Now he's back on the trail, so who knows? We may get a Christmas present. More on Christmas presents when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving after the fact. I'm glad you're here. I hope you had a good Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. I've made a prediction that the Black Friday sales were through the roof. I'm going to make a further prediction. It'll be the biggest Cyber Monday in a decade. And then I'm going to make a final. Well, it won't be my final, but it'll be my third prediction of the day on this topic, and that is that the Christmas and shopping season, the holiday season, will be the most brisk we've had in a decade. Those are my predictions. Anyway, the theme of the show is TikTok, and one of my friends asked me, Kevin, how do you balance it all? And I was like, you know what? Good question. So the first thing we do here at the Black Sphere team, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, is we thread things that we do. In other words, we find a topic, and that's a topic I'll probably pitch to talk about on Fox, or I already know they're going to talk about it, so I'll just give my take on it. I do that for other radio shows. We write about it. We create memes about it, etc. We take a, you know, it's like, you know, eating a pig from the rooter to the tooter, the way the slaves did. Nothing goes to waste. We have pig feet and we have snouts. You eat pig ear. You know what I'm saying? Pork rinds, the skin, nothing goes to waste, including the chitlins. That's the guts of a pig. I know, may be disgusting to you, but it isn't when you're starving to death. So that's the way we, that's how we do things. That's how we can keep things moving, because I couldn't otherwise. And we rely on a lot of people that want to help out. So if you do want to be a part of this, please contact us. KJRadio.com. Tell us what skill set you have. We need it. You know what I really need? I need an operations manager. I need somebody that can look at what we do, take it to the next level. I also need somebody that's really good at merchandising. If you're a great merchandiser, I would love to have you on our team, because we, you know, people love our brand. We just don't know how to take it to the next level. That's, I'm just being honest with you, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that know our work, and we struggle all the time to keep them engaged because we don't know how to get to them. Now, we're changing some of that. We have some people that have been brought on to do certain things, but it wouldn't hurt us to have some folks in the background. You have good ideas. You got good stories. You know, people send me stuff all the time. Kevin, here's a link to something I know about, and it's a, you know, people aren't aware of this story. Okay, great. Send it over. We will take a look at it. TikTok. See, time's ticking away. We get up in the morning. If you don't think that I want to do exactly the same thing everybody else wants to do, you know, go out, spend time with family, friends, vacation, etc., you'd be crazy. Problem is, if I did that and I came back, I'd have no brand. I'd have to practically be starting over it to some degree. So what I have to do is I have to infuse work with play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, having my little boy up at the, you know, the gold gloves, things like that. You know, that's the type of thing you have to do. If you're going to take a little mini vacation, that's how you do it. There's no way to not do things without incorporating it into work. And as I said in at the beginning of the broadcast, there is no separation of politics from your life. That's just the nature of it. Now, you don't have to respond to it like I do. I don't have to go to the grocery store, see prices go up during the time of Obama and go, dang, when did they have a lettuce become $14? You know, because if when I see stuff like that, I got to write about it. If you see something, say something. So that's how you balance it all. Anyway, I want to get to this. How are you guys Thanksgiving? I'm going to ask the audience in a second. How are you guys? You have a good Thanksgiving? I know that we talked on Thanksgiving because I wished everybody happy Thanksgiving. I physically called all of you guys. So I know you were having a good time, but it ended up great. You know, good, good, good. All right. Well, I like that. Did you not discuss politics? Did you? You did? Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm curious because when people tell me, oh, you can't discuss politics, I'm like, oh, discuss whatever I want. Don't tell me what I can't do. That's a license to me. You can't do that. I certainly can. You can do whatever I want. As long as it doesn't hurt you. So what you're trying to tell me is, well, discussing politics would hurt me. Well, if you're a leftist, my discussing politics is going to hurt. It's going to smart a bit. Yeah, that's going to leave a rash. You know, it's going to leave a mark, not a rash. It's kind of good. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. I meant to say it's going to leave a mark. Anyway, I talk politics, but I was around conservatives. And we gloated, folks, like there was no tomorrow. Like Prince's party like it's 1999. We gloated like it was the end of the world and we know it. Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. If you did what I did, the left didn't eat turkey this Thanksgiving. They ate crow. And you should have served a heap and helping of it because you have all the ammo. I hope you served them some crow. I hope you had a big old turkey. And then you had this little bitty bird over there. And they looked at him and went, well, I see the turkey, Bill. What's that little bird? Oh, that's for you, Edna. That's crow. You know? Surely, if you had some leftists that came to your Thanksgiving turkey, I hope you took a Cornish hen and fooled somebody. You know, a couple little ones. They're like, what's that for over there, Chuck?
Well, Ted, now that you bring it up, honestly, it's for you. It's crow.
Because they needed to eat some crow. Man, we, come on. We rocked it. Look, I don't need to recap all the crybaby stuff on election night. I mean, that's just rubbing it in right there. I'm talking about results. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted something like $5.5 trillion of stock market increase. I don't know what the values are in homes, but when Barack Obama came into office, the value of homes had dropped $6 trillion of value had fallen out of the home market. You know, the what people had saved up in their homes in equity. $6 trillion. Now, you could say, oh, the stock market recovered. No, it didn't. He put $1 trillion a year into the stock market and propped it up. Trump's not doing that. I'm not telling you the stock market's legit per se, because it still has a lot of that fake Obama money, but it's being backfilled with productivity. So get in that market, man. You can also get some gold. That's what I did. But all I'm getting at is we have a lot to talk about with respect to what's going on in this economy. Forget about North Korea, and we'll talk about the story that came out of there, and I'm sure you guys heard about the guy escaping, and we'll talk about all the other foreign policy implications of Donald Trump's foreign policy plan. But let me tell you, look at this domestic policy. I just explained to you, this is going to be the best shopping season, and that's the way you judge how people feel. Are they confident enough to spend money? And see, what that means is the economy is starting, the engine is starting to rev up. Because see, you want people spending money to keep the engine moving, but you don't want to force them. You don't want it on food and clothes, you know, healthcare and all that. You want them buying expendable items, things that they're going to repurchase at some point in the future, because that engine is going. And they feel confident enough to say, yeah, I can drop another, you know, a couple grand this Christmas that normally I'd save. That's what the left have they aren't planning on that. Watch the coffers of governments, city governments, local governments, you know, from sales tax and on and on. Watch it. This holiday season, folks. It's going to surprise you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. CAL FIRE's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and surge, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
House Republicans are serving former FBI Director James Comey and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch with a subpoena. Comey said he's willing to sit down but will resist a closed-door meeting because of the selective leaking that happens. Both Lynch and Comey will be asked to discuss decisions made and not made that led up to the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th-gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top-brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got Thanksgiving coming up. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We plan to celebrate. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving? Mama's cooking food. You going home? What? You doing it yourself? With your girlfriends? What? What you doing, boys? Tell me. Producers. Me, I don't know. Got a buddy driving in. He's going to stay with me. We're going to golf for sure. But lots going on, man. I don't know. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Early. Let me tell you what you do need to do on Thanksgiving, though. You need to gloat. Okay? You need to gloat at Thanksgiving dinner. We should have made this our Thanksgiving broadcast, not our flake broadcast. But we'll do another one. See, what you're about to experience, America, is the best Thanksgiving in decades. Dun, 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 dun. All right, isn't it? Think about it. You have a lot to be thankful for. We talked about this last year. I remember the show because Donald Trump had been elected. And we were all exuberant. But here's the thing, folks. I'm including last year's Thanksgiving when I say that this Thanksgiving will be the best Thanksgiving ever. See, honestly, I don't remember much about Thanksgiving last year. Do you? I'm going to tell you, when Thanksgiving last year occurred, I was still intoxicated, drunk on the butt kicking that we had given the left on November the 8th, confirmed on November the 9th. I went into a drug-induced stupor. I didn't take any. I didn't need any. You know what I'm saying? On that day, we blew through Thanksgiving, and we got 10 Christmases all rolled into one. You know, when you play Monopoly, and you land on, you get the like community chest or whatever, and it says, go straight to go and collect $200. That's what happened with Thanksgiving. I just went, I took my little shoe, my Monopoly shoe, and went, and went straight to collect $200. Didn't even think about it. I have a faint memory of Thanksgiving. And I'm not telling you how to think. I'm just telling you, I had probably had a glorious Thanksgiving. I cannot remember. And here's the reason. I remember pieces of it. Don't misunderstand me. I was with my family and all that. But I was in euphoria. If there was a land called euphoria, I was there. Man, that was only, what was that, 2 weeks after Hillary Clinton got the bad news? I think about it now and I smile. I doubt your butt hurt leftist relatives even showed up to Thanksgiving in 2016. What happened? I don't see. You can't judge me on it because I don't have a whole lot of leftist friends. Most of my relatives live in Texas, and I wasn't there. So, yeah, I'm sure that my older brother and all them, they got together and stuff. But I don't have a frame of reference like I might normally have. I wish I did. I got to get some more memories. But I'm telling you. They were afraid to show. They were sick in bed and stuff. Yeah. They were still black and blue, icing their naughty bits, especially those feminists. Feminists got the biggest naughty bits on the left. Mm-hmm. The leftists who thought Hillary Clinton would win wanted nothing to do with us on Thanksgiving. See, Thanksgiving is where you get together as a family, right? And you talk about the stories and the year and what you're all thankful for, etc. And when Obama... I'll get to it. Yeah. Some of your relatives weren't even available. And you got... What happened to Aunt Jean and Brother Bobby? Checked themselves into rehab. Others were afraid to leave their houses, preferring to suffer alone. Suffer in silence. I'm sorry. I got to laugh. It was a glorious time. And I'm still celebrating. Because let me tell you something. We did not enjoy Thanksgiving up until last year. And this one is going to be so sweet. These baboons have had a year to lick their wounds, folks. They might dare venture out this Thanksgiving and show up empty-handed for the free food, because you know they ain't going to bring nothing. They won't even bring a bag of chips. If they bring something, you know what they'll bring? Let me tell you what a leftist will bring to the party. He will bring the beer he wants to drink or the wine he or she wants to drink. They won't bring something for everybody. Mm-mm, that's conservatives. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Licking their wounds. Their wounds haven't healed. They're just, you know, good enough to where they can walk. Yeah. You don't have to be completely healed to say, well, I guess it's time for me to, you know, convalesce and get out of the bed and start walking around a little bit. Because let me tell you, they are still black and blue of the buttocks region. So, this year, I'm going to tell you, I'm telling all my peeps, my friends, my fans, whatever you want to call yourself. Take no prisoners this Thanksgiving. Mm-mm. It's time for you to hoot and holler. That's right. Have yourselves a hee-haw good time. A hee-haw! I just wish I could see the faces on some of your relatives. But they have to soak in a year under Donald Trump. And you get to say things like, yeah, and that appointment of Gorsuch has been pretty amazing. How's your 401k, Chuck? Yeah, you get to talk about the level of illegal immigration dropping 75%. You get to talk about the fact that the president, Donald Trump, has managed to keep a plug on the national debt. It's barely over $20 trillion. He's kept the plug on it. You get to talk about all the different things that this man has done to make America great again. The money he brought back from Saudi Arabia, $350 billion contract, largest in the history of the country. The money, and things that he brought back from the Chinese trip, the Asian trip. Two major manufacturers are going to build plants here. All the jobs that have been created. You get to talk about that unemployment figure down lower than it's been in 29 years. You get to talk about the consumer, what they call it? It's an index of like how good people feel about the country. Consumer confidence. That's it. Thank you. Consumer confidence. And go into that higher than it's been in years. And you get to remind them of who just left. Who just left office. And what's going on with him. All the investigations. You get to remind them that Hillary Clinton, the person that they wanted to be president, is now embroiled in multiple scandals. You get to remind them of the people that they love. The group that they follow. The Harvey Weinsteins of the world are in big trouble. The Democrats are in big trouble. You have to tell them about Al Franken. And, I mean, I don't care about Al Franken, but rub it in their faces. What about that Al Franken? And others. Kevin Spacey. Yeah, the other day I was watching House of Cut. Oh, I'm sorry, it's been canceled. Figure out a way to work in all these different things. You have lots of angles. You better gloat. Don't you disappoint me. You better gloat. You have a president who has run circles around the clown that they believed was the best guy in the world. Remind them. But mostly remind them of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all these sex scandals and the fact that Bill Clinton should have resigned office, that he got off light. In light of everything else that we've learned about the left, remind them of every scandal from Benghazi to Emailgate to the last person the Clintons killed. Get them all there. Tell them what Donna Brazile had to say. Have some conversations about what's been in the news. Because let me tell you something. When they whooped our butts in 2008, they took no prisoners. Those suckers were so happy to make us look like, oh, yeah, we got our president. Woo, yeah, yeah, look at you, yo, racist. And they're trying the same thing. And you know what? It's not working. It's not working. Donald Trump has thwarted them at every turn. He's stupid. He's a womanizer. He doesn't like Muslims or Mexicans, whatever. Muslims and Mexicans, M&Ms. He doesn't like the M&Ms. Only the green M&Ms. Those are green cards. That's what I meant. Anyway, I want to finish this because I'm telling you, I want you. This is the best Thanksgiving we've had in a decade. We had a good one last year. I know you did. But this is the one. But you got to get some comeuppance. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tons to be thankful for. God bless beyond belief is what I am. And I'm sure you feel much the same. See, conservatives, we're not cup half empty type people. We're cup is always half full, minimal, and there's more. I can fill it up anytime I want. I don't worry about the cup. I got plenty of juice. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. Talking about Thanksgiving. This will be undoubtedly the best one you've experienced in modern times. I mean, I think back on the Bush years, I was arguing with some leftist. He was talking to me about George Bush. I said, look, if you want me to go back and rerun the clock, I'll be happy to bash Bush. He's a waste of space. Terrible president. Better than Obama. But still, what bar is that? That's like jumping over a 2-inch bar. So, you know, if you want me to bash Bush, would that make you feel better? I'm happy to. See, I want the best for this country. And we didn't have it with Bush, and we doggone Skippy didn't have it with Obama. But now we got something to be thankful for. A billionaire who matters, who cares. I was looking at a chart, and they said Donald Trump was worth $4.5 billion when he started the presidency. He's worth $3.5 billion now. Remember me telling you the left were laughing at him for having $1 billion less net worth? And I said to myself, that shows you all you need to know about the left and the Constitution. They don't get it. The founding fathers wrote it in to where you sacrificed to serve government. Not the other way around. Barack Obama came into government being worth somewhere between $3 to $4 million. He left. He's worth well over $60 million in one book deal. The guy gets $400,000 a speech now. You think? You know, who fared better? The Clintons came into office. They had zero wealth. They left with $100 million. Yeah, by the time Hillary Clinton left the Secretary of State, the Clintons were worth over $100 million. They've enriched themselves. Let me tell you what I'm thankful for, folks. I'm thankful we don't have a President Hillary Clinton. Think about how many Thanksgivings happened during the era of Obama where you went around family and you bit your tongue. Remember Thanksgiving of 2008? And see, we knew John the Traitor McCain would lose to the black ingenue, baby black Jesus, and we took our medicine. Some of you might have even thought things would improve under the Obama regime. You wanted to believe. Am I right? Look, I didn't vote for Obama. I knew he was a heel. I knew he was a scam artist. But there are some of you listening to this program who voted for Obama. You can admit it. It's okay. But things didn't improve. So by Thanksgiving of 2009, Obama had a year under his belt, and America sucked. Some Americans didn't get turkeys that year. Horrible year. Financially, layoffs. Obama lost in his first year 4 million jobs, just to put it in perspective. So a lot of leftists who voted for him were served a heap in helping a crow. But they decided he needed more time. Y'all remember, he needs more time. And the joke was, yeah, let's give him 5 to 10. 4 million jobs lost his first year. So what, that moron added over $1 trillion to the national debt. America had its first half-black president. Celebrate it. So at Thanksgiving, you were told, he's still good. Shut up. You better be quiet over there. I'll kick your butt, man. Thanksgiving 2010 should have been grand for us. Am I right or am I wrong? Obama dared us. You remember when he said, that's what elections are for. When he got challenged on his policy positions. And we obliged. We whooped his bony butt. And Obama's only show of humility that I've seen, he said, well, you know, I got a shellacking. they showed me. But instead of getting the message, he doubled down against the American people. He decided to ignore the lesson of the election, and then he started circumventing Congress. Obama led with executive orders. That's what he decided. Oh, well, I can't get something done. I'll issue an EO. But Thanksgiving 2010 should have been one where you said to your family, I told you so, suckers. But again, conservatives kept their mouths shut for the sake of family unity. We don't want to be a disturbance. And you'll hear people say all the time, families will go, now, let's not talk politics during dinner or whatever. What they're telling you is don't talk logic, conservative stuff. Whether it's sports, you're watching a football team and they kneel. Don't talk politics. No, let them kneel. Don't say a word. Let them hold their fist in the air. Don't say a word. Well, guess who wins when you don't say anything? Anyway, 2012 Thanksgiving was like a man getting kicked in his naughty bits without a cup. Obama had cheated, and they won. Four more years of that cocky, crap-eating grin that we had to endure from that clown. And this might have been the worst Thanksgiving ever for conservatives who believe we had rid ourselves of the cancer of Obama. We knew he was going to lose and Romney would be president, but God saw it in his wisdom. He was like, you don't want Romney as president. He's a weak-kneed rhino sissy. And if you don't know it, I know it. Not to mention, the guy who's in there, he's horrible. Now, if I give him another 4 years, it'll be even worse. So the good Lord said, not let him win. He didn't let Romney win. He left that cancer in place in America. Anyway, we would get another chance for an amazing Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving of 2014. Another opportunity, however, missed to get back at the Obama bots. A second midterm election where the people spoke. We bolstered our seats in the House and we maintained the Senate. Obama was now essentially a lame duck president, and we were gearing towards 2016. Do I really need to go into what happened in 2016? Because we've effectively come full circle to where I started. Why this will be the best Thanksgiving you've had. Against all odds, Donald Trump, the billionaire mogul, builder of large luxury buildings and resorts, against all odds, won in the most crooked election in American history, where the Democrats pulled out all their tricks. Donald Trump defeated the axis of evil. The DNC, the Clinton campaign, the Obama administration, and the media industrial complex. And now we find ourselves in the first official Thanksgiving of Donald Trump as president. And since the left thinks Trump's election is the end of the world, then you need to party like it's that way. Party like there's no tomorrow. And look, I get it. People, Kevin, we just use Thanksgiving to get along. Let me tell you what Thanksgiving used to be in my family. We get together. Nobody really talked politics, but this is years ago. We would get together as family. Everybody brings something. We put on the football game. We'd watch the Cowboys play Detroit. I forget the other game. The Packers, I believe. The Cowboys played Detroit and the Packers played somebody. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it was Chicago. Those are the two games. The rivalries, I don't know why, because it could have been the Cowboys and Washington Redskins at the time or whatever. But that's what they did. And we cook, and then we go play in a turkey bowl ourselves. All the family members, men and women, we go play the turkey bowl. You know, fun game amongst family. So that's what we did. Now, if you're going to watch football, which I'm not, you know, you got all the politics of that. And as I mentioned earlier, by you saying nothing, by you allowing, you know, like, for example, if I ask the question of one of my family members, so, hey, Chuck, you get that, you working yet? Yeah, Kev got a job. Hey, boy, glad Trump's president, because you didn't have one last year, did you?
Oh, that's controversial, Kevin. I can't do that.
All right, whatever. What would you say to your friends and relatives if you only had one day to live and politically you wanted to say something? What would you do? Would you just keep your mouth shut? Make this the best Thanksgiving ever, folks. Then do the same for the next 7 Trump presidency Thanksgivings that are coming, God willing. Don't let these people, these relatives of yours who rubbed it in your face when Obama was elected, you don't get to do the same. You make sure you get yours as well. I see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.